It's time for What's Cooking on 95BFM.
That's right, What's Cooking on 95BFM. And on this installment, we're lucky enough to have Who Shot Scott, aka Z, in the studio with us.
What's up? How are we doing?
We're going good. We were just talking before, you've had a very busy summer. You're saying you sort of did a lot of behind the scenes stuff up until August, and now you're been out in the world over the summer.
It's happening.
I saw you did some stuff with Juju Lips and all that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Is it slowing down, or is it picking up still?
I guess it's just like everything's in seasons, eh? Like there's heaps of, like, right now, or like the last 6 months have been like heaps of music coming out, but before that, I was saying to you before, it's just like heaps of work behind the scenes. It doesn't really look like much, but
yeah,
it's like quite busy in that time. And which is awesome, because it just means there's like a lot of music being made. But then the season sort of shifts into like the release mode, and then you're like thinking about like different, like thinking about it in a different way, perhaps. You know what I mean? So to think about it in terms of like speeding up or slowing down is kind of tricky, but it's like things are definitely now, like, for me, slowly going back into the creative space slowly, and like back into my more little like quiet outside world down, try to write some good music again type vibe right now.
Oh, wicked.
Which is good, like slowing down is, so it's a good thing, and for me, at least when it comes to my music,
it's morphing into another mode.
It's in the between for sure,
right? Totally. Now I've always sort of wondered, Who Shot Scott, like where did that name come from, you know, originally? What made you think about who is Scott?
That's the question. The question really is, who is Scott, not who shot Scott, funnily enough. Because everyone, you know, every interview I do, everyone's like, oh yeah, so like, what's the name mean? And it's like, I've never revealed it, you know, if you look at online. It's never been revealed. But the thing I always like to do is, like, when somebody asks me, I'm like, oh, what do you think it means, you know? It's like, I always flip it on the interviewer. So what would you think that Who Shot Scott means?
You know,
based off knowing me for like 2 minutes.
Well, you know, I sort of think of Back to the Future, you know, when the Doc's like, great Scott.
Oh yeah, right, cool.
And maybe it's to do with him being shot. But that's all I've got.
Did he get shot in like Back to the Future?
He did, actually.
Which one did he get shot in?
Might have been the second one.
Right, but he's Doc Brown, though.
He's not actually Scott.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But he does say Great Scott. So there's
There's a little connection there.
A little connection.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to.
But you won't reveal.
I won't reveal, but.
Not here, not today.
I mean, the thing I have revealed, and I'd say this in like a lot of interviews, it feels like, but hey, there's a lot of people probably listening for the first time, but like in the lore of it all, I shot Scott, you know, I shot Scott. But that doesn't still, like, who is Scott? Like, what is the significance of it all, you know?
Totally. All right. Well, okay. Well, good. Good.
Yeah.
Maybe in years time, we'll you'll reveal something.
They need to start up a subreddit for me or something, you know. And then people need to go down that road, and then I'll pick the one that I like the most and be like, yeah, that's what it meant the whole time. You know?
Hell yeah! All right. Well, you've selected some tunes for us to play, and let's just dive right in. The first one here is The Stone Roses with Fool's Gold. And so I guess you were saying before, these are sort of the inspirations of the latest track. Got out, Pack Steel.
Yeah, that's right.
And what about Stone Roses with Fool's Gold did you like?
I think that, like, when I write music, I'm not writing, I never like think about, oh yeah, I want to channel this energy or channel that energy. Like, it really does come from a pretty pure place. Like, it's just music that I just so happens that I was listening to this song a lot around the time, I suppose. I think it's like the kind of, like, it's obviously funky, it's definitely got like the wah guitar thing going on. It's because I produced it as well, so it has that sort of voice to it, you know. I think it's mainly just like the sort of like alternative feel, very 90s Britpop sort of thing, you know. I think the melody choice for me, even though my song is completely different, the melody choice like scratches the same itch within me. And I don't know if that translates to other people, but for me, it's like when I hear my song, the melodies in my song, and I hear the melodies in this song, they're like siblings of each other, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's give it a spin. Fool's Gold, The Stone Roses. If you are just tuning in, we do have Who Shot Scott in the studio with us. And he selected this track. And you're just saying before that, you know, these songs that sort of inspired your this latest single, you're just taking little bits from some of these songs. Are any of them like huge, or are they all just like quite little contributions?
Little contributions, and sometimes it's more just like the feeling than it is, or the feeling that I get, you know, such a subjective thing, but it's like the feeling that I get from this one song, and the way it manifests may sound completely different, you know, but in my head it makes perfect sense. So
yeah,
sometimes it's like not even a tangible thing, you know.
It's unmeasurable. Yeah. Unmeasurable. Okay, so you make sort of hip hop rap music, but what got you into that genre originally over other sort of genres of music? How come you didn't want to become like a rock star or a pop star?
Who said I didn't?
Yeah, why? There's still time.
No. Definitely, like as a kid, hip hop was like the first music I fell in love with. It was like my music that I think we all kind of go through this journey as people that love music. It's like you grow up and your parents are playing music perhaps around the house, and so that's like what's there. And perhaps you like that and you're like, oh yeah, sick, Beatles are great, and you know, Fleetwood Mac are great and shit like that. But then there's a point in your childhood where you find your own music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rap music for me was that. It was like going from listening to like my mom playing like Beatles and Bee Gees and some Arabic music, and as well as like heaps of like classical stuff, to like me listening to like Pharrell for the first time and like 50 Cent and being like, what the fuck, like this is crazy, you know. So that's why it just always had like such a special place in my heart. But like as I grew up, especially in my teenage years and stuff, I started listening to like way more like punk and alternative stuff, and especially like alternative hip-hop as well. Like it's just like I just love it all, you know. But because that was like my sort of in to it all, I think that it holds like a real special place in my heart.
And yeah,
most of my music till today, like I often say in interviews and stuff, like most of my music is just like super nostalgic to me from my childhood. You know what I mean?
It's
like heaps of music that I listen to like in movies and video games and shit, like Tony Hawk's, you know, and shit like that. So it's just, yeah.
Taking little things from all those bits.
Yeah.
If there was another what other sort of genre outside of rap do you actually like listen to quite a bit, would you say?
Probably just like alternative and like punk.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I listen to like a lot of punk. Like I'd say that's sort of lately where it's actually more, that's not the truth. I love punk, but lately I've been really into like Japanese jazz.
Oh, okay.
So
wow,
that's been
okay.
Like my little like thing that I've just been like, that's what I listen to like all the time now.
Yeah.
So,
oh, awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we've got another track here, Tame Impala.
Yep.
Apocalypse Dreams. Love Tame Impala.
Amazing.
Yeah. Great song.
Yeah.
Great song. Cool. Let's hit it.
Yeah.
Tame Impala, Apocalypse Dreams. Another track here selected by Who Shot Scott. What about the song really struck you the most, would you say?
Well, I think that this one, actually, now I'm listening to it like right now, I'm realizing he uses the Prophet synthesizer a lot,
right.
The Prophet 5, which I used a lot on my EP as well as on this this song in particular. Like, there's a part, it's somewhere in like the last third of the song, which has like just like these chords,
yeah,
and they're quite similar to like the Tame Impala Lonerism era chords that he used, right, from like the Prophet. So it's probably so before I was like, oh, it's like super metaphorical. This one's like quite like literally like probably the same exact catch, perhaps, you know.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So when you're sort of, you know, there's lots of topics that you can write your songs about. What topics do you generally sort of write about? When you're writing your songs,
I guess like it's all just this like internal dialogue, because my music, the way my music gets made these days especially, is like I don't actually think about what I'm writing about. I kind of just flat
on the page
off the dome, just flat on the page, just like sort of gibberish it all in, right, and then figure out the meaning later, because usually there's like a meaning in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
And then later on, when it's time for press releases, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's what the song was about. But I don't actually know. But at the same time, that's like, for me at least, I think that working that way speaks to a more like profound, deep truth than if I could ever like intellectualize, oh, this song is about this or that. You know, it's real, like just natural. It comes from this place within. Like I meditate a lot and stuff. And so a lot of that thinking of like, you know, the truth is in here, not out there. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like same sort of vibes with my music. It's like an extension of that.
Yeah. Wow. Comes from inside.
Yeah.
It's like deciphering your own, totally. You know, you're like, oh, here's the meaning. You must feel like Indiana Jones, you know, working it out.
Yeah. I mean, I don't even feel like it's my job to decipher the meanings. I feel like my job is just to document. And then later on, people can decipher. I've never sat down and tried to decipher it, what it means, why it means, how it means. I'm just like, yeah, this is just the stuff that came out of me. And just like having that absolute confidence to be like, yeah, this is my truth, you know. Like, it doesn't matter what it's saying. It's like there's truth in here. I know it because I feel it, you know.
True. All right, well, we've got another track here, Heather. Is it Oida.
Best drums in the world.
Best drums
in
the world.
My favorite drums on a track in the world. Yeah, these are such cool sounding drums.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
exciting. Well, let's hit it.
You want it out before. Find
Voida, Heather. And yeah, Slight Z was saying very, very nice sounding drums.
Super dry, super analog, dusty, like, but like,
yeah.
Yeah, just warm, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, very warm, like you say. When you're sort of making your beats, do you start off with the drums, or what's that process?
Yeah, almost exclusively. Yeah, sometimes, I mean, I'll start with like an idea in my mind, but it's funnily enough, usually the drums that are in my mind. You know, like a beatbox or something, and I'll be like, oh, that's like how I want the drums to feel.
Yeah.
There's a couple of occasions. I mean, actually, the Juju Lips song, "Game Over."
Yeah.
There's like a, because every time I write music, I always like leave my voice memos like running just so that we capture all the ideas and we like can go back and reference it.
Yeah.
We actually started that one on like a synth, just like, but I was kind of playing it rhythmically, that bow, right. Bow, down, 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 down. That kind of had like a rhythmic, it's more about the rhythmic feel rather than the notes. So,
right.
In a way, still drums, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Yeah.
Right, and then you sort of, I'm guessing you sprinkle in a really nice bass line in there. Yeah. And
dirtiest bass line I can, it's like, yeah, drums, dirty. I mean, you know, it depends on what I'm making, but yeah, if it's like, if it's in that sort of like hip hop world, then yeah, find like a really dirty sounding bass, something that just makes you like scrunch your face and play it like off and play it like weird and stuff, you know, like, yeah, just like feel it out till it like does something to me.
This next track here is Childish Gambino, and when I think dirty bassline, I think, you know, like the sort of red bone kind of.
It was from that album, yeah.
Oh, right.
Same album. Yeah.
And you've picked Riot here.
Mm.
Oh God, yeah. Dirty bassline and what do they call it? The stank face.
Yeah.
You're sort of nodding your head and your face is
totally.
It's like you've chewed on a lemon or something like that. It's so cool.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah, and so Childish Gambino, I guess you. Quite a fan.
I'm not necessarily a fan of him. I'm not really a fan of people generally. I just like the stuff that people make. Like the song I heard it one time, I was just like, what is this? This is crazy. Like, it's just insane. Like, it's absolute chaos, but it's so funky. And yeah, like, I think that for me, the theory is that like the stank face happens because like something unexpected is like manipulating you, you know, like
taking over your body.
Yeah, and you don't even know what it is. It's like that's what this song does to me for sure. And I think that a lot of my music, not just this song, but a lot of my music, I try to like, reverse engineer that feeling, whatever it is, you know.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Just craziness. Yeah.
The power of music.
Yeah,
ladies and gentlemen. All right. Well, this is Riot by Childish Gambino. Oh yeah, Childish Gambino, Riot. If you are just tuning in, we do have Who Shot Scott in the studio. And we're talking about some of the music that he's selected here. And we've got another Tame Impala track lined up called Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. Same reasoning as before. I mean, if you've just joined us, sorry, you might not know what we're talking about. But yeah, it's like I picked these songs because I feel they represent the song that I've just released recently. And it's like it's a lot of it has to do with like the choice of synthesizers and like...
Yeah,
and the...
And Tame Impala loves his...
Exactly. So yeah, I this EP was the first time I kind of had access to the Prophet 5, and so yeah, it just made its way into a lot of stuff. You know, I'm not sure, does this song actually have that synth in it? Probably it does in some capacity. But again, this one is like the color of the song in my mind. Like scratches the same itch somewhere in there. I don't know what it is. It's the guitars or the bass, something.
Yeah. Is there any specific equipment that you want to get your hands on that you haven't? There's probably a lot.
There's like the biggest list, like everything. I want it all. Like I'm a synth guy, so I just bought a Juno 106 recently, which was really cool. I guess like the dream setup, I don't own a Prophet. The studio that I was working at has one, but a dream setup would be like a Prophet 5. And then a Mellotron, you know the Mellotron?
I don't think so. No.
You wouldn't know the sound of it. It's the sound that like the Beatles used a lot and stuff. You know, on Strawberry Fields by the Beatles. Do you know that song?
Yeah.
The flute sound.
Oh, it's like one of those.
That sort of thing. Yeah. Wow. So there's so many like toys out there. You don't need them to make good music, you know. But
that's nice to have.
It's very nice to have, and it makes the process more fun to have. So that's what it's all about, you know. If you can have fun making music, then. Yeah, but in terms of gear, I just want it all, like everything. It's actually like, what do they call it? There's like a condition that like people in the music community, they call it something like gear.
Hoarders?
I think it's, totally. I think it's it's called GAS, gear acquisition syndrome. That's like the joke in the music industry. Definitely got a case of GAS.
Yeah,
for sure.
All right, well, this is Led Zeppelin, Tame Impala. The song does give a sort of Beatles-esque vibe, I must say.
A lot of his music, definitely.
Yeah.
Of that era. I reckon had a Beatles, John Lennon kind of vocal.
Yeah, right. Mm. Wow. Beautiful. All right. Well, now we've hit the time of the show where we get to play your new song that's out now.
Incredible.
Pack Steel. Do you have any sort of shows coming up? Because you're saying the EP's out at the on the 28th at the end of this month.
Yeah.
Do you have any sort of release shows or shows that you're doing coming up?
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing Cross Street Festival.
Oh, right.
In March, playing at WOMAD this year, which is really awesome.
Wicked.
Yeah. Juju and I are going down this Saturday actually to do a toga party for Christchurch. So
oh,
my God. That'd be cool.
Oh, like the O week.
Yeah, the O week thing. Yeah, so that's going to be good. Like, her and I do this thing called Welcome to the Blender where we go back to back playing our songs. So that'll be cool.
Oh,
so yeah, a little bit of live activity here and there as well.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Z, for coming in and
having
a chat to us. Yes, this is his new single out now, Pack Steel. You're on BFM.
Get me pessimistic. I don't want you near me. Get the fuck away from me. Vibe, pull up the semi. Shooters in my mind. I got plenty. I got many. Damn. I know this paranoia. Get me. Maybe I just need to sip a little bit of silly Eddie. I know that I'm tripping. I know that it's not a thinning. Watching this, trying to get it how I live it like a hostage. And this time I'ma really throw rocks in this, just to get a little, feel a little, just to get a teeny little bit of stocks in this dip. I don't know why I'm even tripping over half of this, but I need an enemy over some lost in this. I just need a him and me, and I just can't be the king of my soul. Thinking of me is in my mind, and it's just so lonely.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Z, for coming in and having a chat to us. That has been...
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.